Pope Leo has urged journalists to focus on reporting the truth instead of engaging in partisan debates. In his first address to the media this morning, he also called for the release of reporters jailed for doing their jobs. Afterwards, he met a number of journalists, including senior correspondent with Crux, Elise Ann Allen, who joins us now on the line. Elise, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Will you bring us through what the Pope said to journalists this morning?
Well, good morning, Rachel. It's good to be with you. You know, this was the Pope's first, you know, meeting with the press, the first time any of us really had FaceTime with him since his election just, you know, less than a week ago. So he gave us a speech that was really, you know, like in so many of his public speeches so far, the few that he's had, really encouraged us to take on a rhetoric of peace. Peace was a theme, you know, throughout his speech. You know, he said there's enough war and violence, and the rhetoric that we use and the style of communication we choose can really, you know, create a sort of climate, and it helps to create a climate either of peace or of war. So he urged us to, you know, to adopt a language of peace and of unity, and to steer away from a rhetoric of hate, you know, is what he'd said. And Francis before him had used that similar language with us before, you know. So I think he's very much committed to the cause of peace. And this is something he was urging us to do and to be committed to as well, because it said it starts in the way we choose to communicate. You know, and of course, he also had this appeal that he made for journalists who have been imprisoned for their work and for trying to speak and report the truth. And he called for them to be released. He also remembered journalists who have died in the field, you know, reporting in conflict areas, as we know that it's been the case for so many of our colleagues, you know, and especially recently in Gaza and in Ukraine. So that was a very welcome message to so many in the crowd. He got many rounds of applause. You know, he also talked about the need to balance, you know, artificial intelligence, our use of it, you know, and not, you know, to welcome what it can give, but also not to take, you know, too much away. You know, he's been concerned about it. He's explained before that one of the reasons he chose his name is because of the church's social doctrine and, you know, the revolution of artificial intelligence and what that could mean for the labor force, you know, and for workers. So that's something he's very concerned about. And he mentioned that as well. So that came up here. And it was interesting for us to hear that in technology, because, of course, so many journalists now are relying on artificial intelligence, you know, to help us with our work, you know, and he basically called us out saying it can be a tool, but don't let it replace people, you know. So it was a very clear message to us journalists today. And it was something, you know, that he got a lot of support for throughout their various rounds of applause. So his message was very appreciated.
You were able to have a few words with him afterwards, but it's not the first time you've met him.
No, you're right. You know, just being Americans in Rome, you know, we tend to gravitate towards one another. So we'd actually met him on a few other occasions. We'd actually had him over to dinner for our house at our house in October. You know, so we'd met him before, and we have a slight personal connection there. So when we greeted him afterwards, we were in the line, you know, of people who were able to shake his hands. You know, he remembered that, and he said that he was praying, for my husband, who is with me and who's been struggling with some health issues. So he did assure us that he was praying for us. He's praying for my husband, and he thanked us also for our prayers. So it was a very special moment to have with him today.
Elise, thank you very much indeed. Elise Ann Allen there of Crux in Rome.